Hello, everybody. Welcome to our second CostPod Roundtable. We have some lovely guests with us this time. I will introduce them in just a moment. This week's topic is going to be age in cosplay, age as in how old you are or how young you are, as the case may be. We'll be considering several things, among them the age not only of the cosplayer themselves, but of the character they're playing and how you can portray whether or not you're supposed to be older or younger than your actual age. With us, we have Danny and we have Pharaoh. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you.
And of course, Val is also here. I don't want to leave her out.
Thanks. I'm just sitting down here in a little corner. Hi.
I will have you know my video box is the smallest, so there.
Thank you, Skype.
At any rate, the first thing I'd like to put out for discussion is how old or young do you have to be to cosplay? Is there a limit on age as being a cosplayer yourself? So let me throw that out there. Danny, why don't we start with you? What do you think of age as a limit in cosplay?
I don't think there is, because if there is, I started way too late.
How late did you start?
I was, oh goodness, I'm going to be pretty, I started in 2004, so it's been about 7 or 8 years now, and I'm not exactly what you would call young either. So suffice to say, I remember your ages coming up, and I remember saying, yeah, they're younger than me.
Okay, we won't ask you to tell how old you are.
I'm old enough to be considered almost old as dirt.
Fair enough. Pharaoh, how do you feel about age limits in cosplay?
Well, I want to say that there's a point where it's probably easier to start and it's probably more fun to start. Because a lot of the conventions, if you're under a certain age, you have to have like the parent guardian. Now, granted, a lot of the kids don't tell their parents that and a lot of the parents don't really care about that. So you do have kids, you know, in the 12 to 13 age running around. But I want to say it's probably those early teen years. Before that, you're a kid, you're probably going to get dragged around by mom and dad and you may just be a cosplay prop for them. So, you know, you're the Mog and you've got the kid, Kate Sith, on your back. But I started at 15, which back then we were all, you know, I want to say the teens were like the young kids in the room. Like, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, there was mostly, I want to say like 20-somethings. And now 15 is like the staple. Now you go to the convention and it's just all teeny boppers, which is fine. You know, I'm glad they're having fun. But I'd say that there's not really like a too early point and there's not really a too late point, but that's probably the sweet spot is still probably 15, especially now since there's so many teens now.
Man, I feel old.
Don't. Of course, the viewers know how old we are.
Yeah, because, I mean, I didn't start 3 years ago. I mean, I started when I was 24. I'm 28 now, and I'm like, man, everybody started when they were teenagers. What the hell?
We were all rebellious, you know what I mean? We wanted to go to the convention and hang out with all the old kids, unsupervised.
Exactly. I became a very big old kid at 25.
Oh, boy.
To say, I don't think there's any, like, limit to how young you can go. Like Pharaoh said, you can kind of be the Mog prop, and I've seen a couple of those, and those can be cute and amusing.
They're adorable.
They're adorable, but probably those kids are going to have so many issues. They're talking about their psychiatrist. Man, you have no idea what my mom and dad did to me when I was 2. Oh.
But the 3-year-old Voltron girl.
There you go. It's baby Chun-Li.
Yeah, baby Chun-Li, yeah.
Baby Chun-Li is very cute, but she's going to have so many mental issues.
Ooh. Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, 15 is a good sweet spot, but as for age, it's however old you want to be. I think for me, it's going to be to the point where if I can't sew anymore, that's probably when I'll stop cosplaying. Because there's so many cool old characters. I mean, man, that'd be awesome.
Well, I think it also kind of depends on what event you're going to. If you're going to some of, like, the science fiction conventions and the horror conventions, you're going to get people who are, like, 30-plus. Like, everybody's got kids and a mortgage. They're not a kid. But if you go to some of the anime conventions, you're going to get that younger crowd. So some of it just depends on what event you're going to.
Right.
Yeah, the genre really sometimes, for me, at least when I've done comic conventions, I've done anime conventions, I've done sci-fi conventions, and really the genre, I mean, you see, like, all ages, but really when you see where dominance is, you know, like the sci-fi conventions I've always seen, they're, you know, it's the older crowd, you know, somewhere probably late 20s, early 30s, and up. Anime conventions, you get a lot of young end. You do see old, you know, you do see folks that are older, myself included, but it's, you know, it really is, you see that it's definitely the younger crowd. And then you have other, like the comic events where it's kind of missed. It's because there's so many things going on at once. Like Comic-Con, it's like there's so many different things and so many age ranges, it just totally blends up.
That is true. As far as myself goes, as far as I go, I can't speak English very well. Sorry, I just, like, got back from seeing movies. I don't think there's so much a limit on age, but I know that there is a certain perception when you go to conventions that people will prefer cosplayers around their own age, and they'll see anybody as younger as just not understanding, and anybody who's older than them as just pretending. Like, if when I go to anime conventions, I feel old, even though I know that I'm not
That's
old.
Good point.
But that's just because all of the other cosplayers around me, you know, like Pharaoh said, they're 14, 15, they're in their young teen years. I'm a decade older than them. So do you guys think that older cosplayers in general are looked down upon?
I think it depends. I think sometimes that there is the perception of, okay, you hit a certain age, like your late 20s, your early 30s, and all of a sudden people think, well, you should be thinking about something a little bit more mature than dressing up as cartoon characters.
Right, yeah.
Within anime, it's a huge thing. But my perspective of it is that I didn't into it until after that. And the way I look at it is that, you know what, I've hit the age of a job. Yes, I do have, you know, bills to pay. But also at the same time, I have, you know, disposable income. Mm-hmm. I can afford now to be able to really invest into my costumes in a way that, you know, somebody who's in college or somebody who's in high school doesn't, you know, and it does make me feel a little bit more free to do more that I've always wanted to do. That maybe I wasn't able, if I would have gotten into this when I was 15, there would have been no way I could have afforded to be able to do half, you know, do things the way that I do now.
Sorry about that, Cospotters. Unfortunately, we had Danny drop, as unfortunately sometimes we have tech problems, as our viewers have seen. And we apologize profusely for this, but unfortunately it doesn't look like she'll be able to rejoin us for this. But forward. We move on.
We go forward. It's all good. There's still three of us.
In three, sir. Three. Yeah, I know. Ryan joke. At any rate, we just finished talking about, you know, perceptions of cosplayers based on their age.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we move on to talking about the age of the character we're playing? Do you have to be a certain age to play that kind of character? And if not, you know, what are some ways that people can use to make themselves look younger, older?
It's hard to say, because I know for me personally, I'm going to say no. But then again, I mean, because I started out later, I never had that ability to be like the teenager doing teenage costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And I accept the fact that I do not look like a teenager. I've got the body of a woman. I will never be a 12-year-old boy, because it's not going to happen ever.
Go ahead. I've always done kind of like, I guess, the 13-year-old protagonist. There was kind of a stint I've done recently where I'm kind of getting on to, like, the 20s and whatever of characters. But I always did, like, your Yugi and your Jaden and Naruto and the little kids and whatnot. And it's good, but it is, I guess it's hard to keep that going on. And there are little things you have to do in the costume. Like, sometimes you have to super deform stuff. Like, this part needs to be larger, or these shorts need to go a little past my knees instead of above my knees. You just have to, like, make it work. Because it's not always easy to just kind of jump into a kid's body, especially if you're tall.
That's a good point, too. I mean, I can see it with you, and especially your face and your body shape, you could easily do the younger characters pretty well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know for me, I mean, while I would love to do more teenage characters, I've always been more drawn to the adults. Even when I was younger and watching and playing video games, I was like, the adult characters are so much cooler than the teenagers.
See, I always had the opposite problem. If I wanted to do kakashi, I still probably can't fill that out. You know what I mean? If I wanted to do solid snake, I'm too slender, too tiny. trying to think. If I wanted to do like Mayor Hagar or even Baron or something, you know, it's just sometimes you're born with the body you get, and so some people lend themselves out to some of the beefier, tougher guys, and other people kind of get stuck with the mm-hmm. short end of the stick. So I'm solid for Link, but if I tried to do Ganon, it'd be laughable.
And so I think it's one of those where it's not even about age picking the costumes and the characters that you want. It's about... Oh, hello.
Hey!
Danny has returned!
I had my 4G. I was like sitting here going, wait a minute, why don't I just try to call in my phone?
Can you see us or can you just hear us?
I can just hear you guys at this point because I could probably try to sit there and put the video on, but I'd rather like have it work.
No,
than
no, don't worry.
Don't worry.
You guys just get my little Grell Sutcliffe icon.
If you're holding the phone up to your head, try switching to a headphone jack because I've got like a little HTC or whatever, and so you can plug it in and just have the headphones on and just kind of hold it like a PDA.
Oh, you know what? I totally forgot I had one of those. Let me go grab my purse.
Yeah, because that way you're not like this the whole time. Oh, yeah, cosplay is great. Yes, yes.
But yeah, don't let me interrupt you while I sit there and try to find where my baggie went.
I agree, by the way. I think... that it's not so much the age, it's kind of the body maturity.
Exactly.
So when you're a younger girl or when you're a younger guy, it's really easy to be one of those kids, you know? And especially when you're doing, like, the crossplay from the girls, the younger you are as a girl, the less it's going to take, like, you know, kind of patting yourself down. But when you get the sort of more mature features, it's just hard, you know what I mean? It's not a bad thing. It just, you get kind of pulled out of your element, so...
This is also why I do the strong, sexy female bad guys, because I got the body for that.
Cloud of darkness.
And I got Lady Lilith coming up, too, so there you go.
Yeah, see, for me, it's my general rule is I don't do cute. There is no way that cute works on me. I mean, at least not very well. The closest I came to cute was I did the snow variant of Miku from Vocaloid. And while it came out okay, it looked more like, you know, Miku's supposed to be like a little 16-year-old. But I end up looking more like Miku at about 28.
I think we all pretty much agree that it's more about portraying the character... as an archetype instead of their actual age.
Right.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean, not everybody can be, you know, the 9-10 years old that a lot of these characters are.
Yeah!
Although, then again, anime and animated adventures seem to be the only things that have these really, really young characters.
They're just drawn that way.
That's true. Although, you know, if you go to some of these other older series, they tend to have older characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's an Asian thing. I don't want to say it's like every anime is a bar mitzvah or a kitsunero waiting to happen, but it kind of is. You know, it's I'm Ash Ketchum, and I'm 13, and it is time to hunt Pokemon for the rest of my life. And we don't get that because typically the Western narrative is manhood or womanhood or adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Cap is... I guess 18, 19 in Captain America, and Solid Snake, even though that's Japanese, it's very Western, you know, he's in his 20s when we get him in Metal Gear 1 for the NES. And all those characters are, you know, older just because it's kind of the Western theme. Like, Hercules is an adult. It's not Hercules, you know, 15 fighting people.
Yeah, Kid Hercules did not do very well anyway, so there you go.
I remember that show. That was...
So what would you do about cosplaying characters that are far older than you? You know, are you going to wait? Are you going to wait 20 years to cosplay that character?
No, it's definitely about makeup. It really is. I mean,
it really
is like that for the younger characters too. It's just you just do it's makeup, but you just do it in a different way, in a different direction. You know, that's how theater works. I mean, theater, you can make somebody look like they're 80 years old, even though they're probably half that.
Yeah, a lot of it is lines on the face. Less of them if you're younger, more of them if you're older.
Mm-hmm.
So just a lot of base makeup's going to make you look like a kid anyway, because you're just taking all the color out and you're just making yourself one matte color. But when you're getting older, even just a little brown pencil or whatever along your cheek lines, like you smile really hard and then you just draw that in, that'll kind of soften you. I mean, you want to blend it, but that'll start to soften you up to have that little bit more mature look like you've had some years.
For those who don't know, can you guys describe a few of the things that you can do to make yourself look younger or look older with makeup?
Who wants to do which? Or we'll just pass it around.
I have one of my costumes is Robin Senna from Witch Hunter Robin. So what I usually tend to do for her is I really try to, like, for example, I have slight circles under my eyes. They're not a lot, but they're enough to where I can look a lot older. Mm-hmm. But I spend a lot of time trying to eliminate those as much as I can. I keep my makeup very natural. And also, I try to, sometimes I'll sit there and it's like with if you use blush, you know, you use blush as a way to do like a healthier, you know, slightly, you know, slight giving, you don't want to sit there and look like you have apple cheeks, but you want enough to bring in a glow, like the youthful look. For me, because a lot of where my age shows is in my forehead, I do try to style my wig around my forehead a little bit more so that you can't see it so much. Because if you just see like the front and the side of my face and you don't get so much in my forehead, you can't, I mean, my age drops just by giving me bangs. It's really weird.
Yeah, like what I do for younger characters is I find, especially with younger girls, is that when we're young, I mean, with teenagers, we play with makeup a lot and we play with colors like crazy. So when I have those few teenage characters that I do, I go crazy with the eyeshadow and just go bam. But when I do more of the older, mature characters, I keep it very simple. I tend to do a little bit more natural, and I'm going to try to do this with my glasses off. I take lighter eyeshadow and I stick it here, and then I stick it up here because it actually gives you more light to your face, and it helps you if you're trying to do a little bit more of an age character. It gives you more definition in the eyes than you would not have if you were younger.
Yeah, you can do white eyeliner just underneath the lid right here. It just kind of, like, brightens your eyes up. Actually, if you watch in The Avengers, they did that a lot for Cat, so they could kind of give him that youthful exuberance.
Exactly.
But they put it on a little bit thick. For boys, I like to kind of take the color out of my face, because usually with the boy, it's just kind of like a very plain, just, I guess, caricature of, like, a kid. It's just like, I'm one color, this is me. Maybe a little bit of actually black eyeliner to just kind of accentuate the eyes, and usually contacts, like almost always contacts that are larger than the normal iris or whatever, just to kind of brighten things up. For the older guys, I'm lucky because, you know, I do have facial hair and I can grow that out, but when you want to kind of like powder it on thick, you can use just like pigment that's a little brown and just kind of dust that on to get the goatee. And you can actually do that too as a girl if you're doing cosplay, just to kind of sully up the face and make it look like you have that. Also, just like I said earlier with the facial line, just kind of coloring in your own natural features. You want it to go on the curvature of your own face, because if you don't, then you start getting the kind of clown look. I mean, you want to make sure that wherever you're putting the line, you have that. So you just kind of trace of what you're probably going to look like in 30 years or whatever. So just like look really angry and then just kind of draw that in.
Well, for me, they're not hard to find.
Oh.
As we get older, they get bigger.
Like, all right.
I think clothing proportions are a big part too. I mentioned that earlier. If you're younger, you kind of want the clothes not to fit quite as well, unless the costume's like super tight, like you're an Ava character. You kind of want to look like you're a little too big for your britches, and that's kind of a theater thing. For the more adult thing, you're looking for like the suave polish look. So you want to look like everything is like right, and you're not just kind of haphazardly like woken up.
Now, is there a certain way you have to act to portray your age?
Well, of course. I mean, I'm thinking media and.
Yeah. For photos, yes. Not as much for photos. For video stuff, yes. You were on when you were Jade Miyuki. You were excited. You were happy to be there. I did Steamboat Willie Sora a while ago, and I just skipped everywhere and just went, like anywhere. Because it's trying to go back to like the sort of like 1940s. Steamboat black and white cartoon. It's a lot of motion and it's a lot of exuberance and it's a lot of facial expressions, and it's not being in one place long enough for the mind to ask a question, how old is that guy?
Right.
You know? You're just trying to be just ADHD enough so that they can't track you into one place and be like, And I guess with older, it's just the exact opposite. Just be still, just kind of be aged, mature.
Mm-hmm. You try to look serious without being really serious.
Yes.
Because you're still dressing up and putting on makeup.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot different now, too, because there's so many YouTube videos now. You're getting the skits, too. I want to say there's a general trend in maybe the last 5-6 years of cosplay, at least in, like, Central America, like the Northeast and the Midwest, where we're doing a lot more skits than we used to, and
right.
a lot of them are pre-recorded, and so with that, it's all body motion, because you can be the most adorable little kid, but if you're not moving like a kid does, then you just don't have it going on.
And then you have, like, Jackson's cosplay videos and stuff like that, too. I mean, those are becoming big on YouTube now, so it's almost like...
Oh, Jackson and all of his duplicates.
Exactly.
Is that the slow-mo ones where it's, like, filmed
yep.
really
yes.
fast?
Yes.
And then they hit, yeah, those were amazing. We had I think it was one of the duplicates, but I don't know if it was Jackson himself, at OniCon. And, like, the beach and everything. That's high-tech cameras, man. Do you remember the days where everything was on a disposable camera?
They still make
oh,
right?
goodness,
like,
yes.
lined up to take pictures. Now we're really starting to show our cosplay age.
No more Polaroids.
No, not the film, but they do make the cameras.
I got mine developed. Yeah. I didn't have enough for a
Polaroid. No, they don't, actually. They at least they don't make the film anymore.
Well, no, not the film, but they do make the cameras.
I know Kodak yeah. is just shedding all of its patents, so maybe they make them somewhere, but I know Kodak isn't doing it anymore.
Right. Mm. We're old.
We're not old. We are experienced cosplayers. This is where you get... we're the type of people who run panels. We don't go to them, we run them.
Exactly, we run them.
I haven't done that in a little while. But, you know, it's mostly because I've been like, I don't have any ideas. But, yeah.
Actually, that is something to consider for, as far as age and cosplay. Is there a certain age where you stop being the performer and you start being the teacher?
No, I would say so.
You're
as soon as someone talking. Thinks that you know something and you know, and it's something that you can share with other people that want to know more, you know, I'd say probably that's where you go. I mean, when I first started doing costuming, I had people coming to me, and I'd only been maybe doing it for a year or so, and they were already coming to me going, hey, can you do a panel? And I'm going, okay, you'll just pick me on something. We'll go from there. You know, nowadays I think I could probably, I'm probably more, you know, I say, okay, these are the kind of panels that I would actually like to do and that I have actually something that I can contribute versus just, hey, just stick me on something. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you start having more of a feeling of what you want to teach people after,
well,
you know, a certain amount of time.
There's always going to be a need. It surprises me every year that there's always this real need for the Cosplay 101 panel. Like, and I don't know if you guys have seen this, but has anyone noticed that it's not that cosplay is on the downswing, but that there's more people who show up out of costume at a convention? Am I crazy?
No, you're right. I'm with you on that one. I've noticed that too.
Because it used to be, maybe it was because being a nerd wasn't cool back then, and now that we've got, like, all this mainstream stuff, it is. But
yeah.
When I was at the convention, everyone was in costume, and you needed new mm-hmm. costumes every single time, unless you weren't cool then. But nowadays, I see a lot more people, and I don't want to pick on any particular anime, Naruto, which is like, you know, the props on, the headbands or something. It's that's why there's that need for that Cosplay 101 panel, because you have more and more people showing up to these things that don't know anything. And it's not just the kids, too. It's like the parents who want to help and say, oh, I didn't know that, you know. There's a wealth of knowledge out there that despite, you know, YouTube and cosplay.com and all the different DeviantArt and all the websites, there's stuff people just don't know. And it's the, what we would consider the basic stuff. It's getting the pattern and cutting it out and stitching it together.
Yeah, there's always a new person starting the hobby every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why there will always be the Cosplay 101 panels and any sort of, like, introductory tutorial-type panel, then that's always going to be something that's independent. But, you know, the people who know the stuff, not everybody can be available to teach those panels. And so, therefore, there's always got to be somebody that can inevitably put it up, you know, for whatever event.
Not every event has the programming space. You know, I've been to some events where they didn't have, like, this cosplay panel or that cosplay panel, or sometimes they have a wealth of, like, maybe they have some really big guests or they have some favors they promised out. And so you'll get more of, like, okay, here's a 4-hour-long autograph panel for this band. And accordingly, the other programming suffers because you've only got, like, rooms 2, 3, and 4. And three
right.
and four
mm-hmm.
video or something. So, I mean, you definitely need that one first. And I think as long as we're talking about it, like, probably the other panels, you definitely need, like, the wig stuff. Because that's always going to be something that's mystifying everyone, whether you've been doing it for a couple of years or not.
Yeah.
And so I guess
we're not surprised though if somebody shows up that's, you know, 16 years old that's teaching a wig panel necessarily.
Yeah.
If they know what they're doing.
If they know what they're doing, that's fine. I mean, most people who are doing the panels probably started at that age. They got, like,
right.
recognized. They're just still doing it. So I don't think there's, like, a time where you have to get off the horse or whatever. Like you got to stop riding little kids ride at Toys R Us. and start running it or collecting the quarters. I mean, it's just whenever you're ready, I guess. If you've got that theater presence and you can hold a crowd's attention, then I think you're fine.
I think you'll find that as a general rule, the older cosplayers have tended to be around when they were still teaching these things in school. Like, we took sewing in school. We took home ec. We took these things. I mean, this is back when they still offered classes at the high school level. So you could take things like hobby electronics in school and learn how to do these things. Whereas nowadays, basically the younger generation has to self-teach.
Yeah.
So if you want to do something, this is the YouTube generation. If you want to know, you go to YouTube and look for a tutorial. You also have to be kind of self-motivated to do that. As the older generation, kind of, I guess, it was more of an obligation to where they had to. Because they didn't have all of these things how to do it on the internet. They had to go to school to learn how to do it.
I feel like, and this is going to sound kind of, I don't know, like back in my day, but we're kind of in the age of, like, no more cosplay heroes. And the reason why is there just is so much information out there. So nobody has to go out and just find out how to do it. And nobody gets to keep any secrets either because it's all over the place. But
exactly. With
that in mind, it's kind of hard. You're right with the motivation. You're kind of looking stuff up and you're like, well, everybody's kind of done that. I feel like maybe we're at, like, a stalemate. There's not anything new lately because it's just all out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for somebody to make, like, a wig out of spaghetti. We'll see. I don't know if that'll happen in my lifetime. But, no, I had a friend who did a wig out of fishing line. Because she needed, like, a 6-foot-long wig, and so it was just wefting fishing line. And I've seen people do, like, foam and Sculpey when, you know, back then it was just, like, a little Crayola product that was sitting on the wall.
Right.
But now all that info is out there, and so there's no more tricks anymore. So people, I guess, they're not motivated to try and find new ways, and they're also kind of like, well, that's been done. I'm just going to, you know, throw on my Naruto headband and go to the con.
Well, that said, there's also two other things to think about between generations, and that's that the older generation, like our generation, when a lot of these cool materials that they have nowadays, like the newer styro spray type foams where you can just spray on and make armor.
Yeah.
And they didn't have things like EL wire and LEDs that you could wire into costumes. They didn't have these things.
Yeah.
At the same time, they also didn't have mass manufacturers where you could go and purchase your costume of choice if you didn't want to make it. You had to make your own based on whatever you had. Whereas, you know, today's younger generation, this is not to bash them. This is just to say that
they have
so much more choice because they have all these really cool creative materials they can now use. But if they don't want to do that, they can also go to their local retailer, you know, their local Party City. They're selling all these costumes now that are mass manufactured.
Oh, yeah.
You can have it now if you want it.
The other thing, and I see this, I used to be on, like, little video game forums, and I'd be like, oh, I cosplay too, let me post this. And you get weird kind of, it felt weird, I guess, for a cosplayer. You hear, oh, I'm doing this costume, it's coming in this time. And so you knew that they ordered it. But, you know, nowadays, that's it's not that it's more commonplace, but there's just a wealth of opportunity now because there's a lot of, and I'm not picking any country in specific, China, but there's a lot of retailers from the eastern side of the world who are selling relatively affordable costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not bad. I mean, nothing wrong with doing that because it's more about portraying characters and having fun. But it is true that nowadays, I guess your younger crowd, your age, they do just have like kind of point click, buy it now, wait 6 weeks. You know, it's just,
exactly.
And it's not bad either, you know. So.
And I think, you know, I feel like of today's cosplayers, it is the older crowd who's still making it themselves. And that might be them being cost conscientious, or them being like, I can make it better, or the characters that they like, you just don't find on eBay. Like the guys in the garage
that's
making
where
Iron
I'm at.
You know,
yeah.
Like the guys in the garage making like Iron Man suits, or like the really big Hulk that was at, I guess, Comic-Con like a year or two. I feel like it's the older people.
Yes.
Who are still charging for it on that. So, and it's not necessarily that they've been around for a while. It's just that even the newer people, if they happen to be old, I think they want to have fun. So they want to make it. They don't want to just click buy it now.
Right. It's also a lot of the older people who are doing the commissions now. Because they've been doing it for so long, they know what they're doing. So if, you know, somebody else wants to purchase a costume from them that doesn't exist in a mass market, chances are good you're going to order it from someone who's been doing it a while.
Yeah.
Because they're also proven. They've got a track record.
Yeah, they probably would have made the costume anyway. Now they just get to make it, put it on, take pictures of themselves, take it off, and then send it to you and do.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, there is one thing to consider between the younger and older generation. Again, with all due respect, the older generation tends to have money.
Yeah.
And cosplay gets
money
really... Exactly. Cosplay gets really difficult really quickly when you can't purchase the proper materials.
Yeah, and it gets even worse when you start doing things that are more complex. Like if you're just doing, you know, like, you know, sailor, you know, outfits or school outfits, that's really, you know, that's pretty straightforward. When you start getting into things like big dresses, you know, elaborate stage, you know, stuff that you, the more you want, you know, the more you start doing it, the more elaborate costumes you want, and then you just, you know, and it just becomes that your desires are going to eventually start to run past your means. Mm-hmm. And when you're older, you got a little more money to play with.
Right.
You know, typically.
I mean, it's you have to be able to afford. Well, and you have to be able to afford decent materials if you want your costume to last any period of time. And when you want to start doing these more complex projects, you're going to end up needing specialized tools, like power tools.
It's also the travel because, you know, one of the things, if you're just going to kind of your local convention, and most people don't have a giant convention, they don't have AX in their backyard. I mean, a lot of people do.
Comic-Con.
Or Comic-Con. If you don't have one of the bigger venues to go to, it's kind of this Darwin thing where everybody just starts to level up a bit and a bit. And so you don't have the motivation, but you also don't have the means to travel to larger conventions where you would need to make like a costume you feel is particularly elaborate. Or if you do have an elaborate costume, you don't have the means to ship it because, you know, traveling has become a little bit more expensive as far as just the baggage goes.
Right.
So.
And just getting into the convention for that matter.
Yeah. With mom and dad's permission.
At CosPod, we always advocate follow all convention rules, follow the laws in your state, do what you're supposed to do.
Don't make mom and dad unhappy.
Don't make mom and dad have to pick you up.
Exactly.
It's Mother's. Hey, it's Mother's Day. Don't make mommy angry.
Good point.
That is one thing you see, like, if you look on forums and it'll be, like, those roll calls, like, who's going to this con? It'll be some people like, well, I hope my parents let me, or I hope I can make it, or, you know, I hope I can save up enough for it. With the adults, it's kind of like, I'm going or I'm not, you know, and even if I'm going, I'll probably just go anyway, and someone will put me up. You know, you've got that network, too, since you've been around.
Well, here's one last thing that we can talk about in the roundtable. For those who are younger and have parents that may not necessarily know what the heck it is we do, what advice would you give to parents, you know, about cosplay? What would you tell them about our hobby?
We're creepy. Leave us alone.
That is the center of illegal activity, the likes you have never seen, from federal crimes of piracy to underage... No, I'm kidding.
Drugs, sex, and alcohol. All the bad things. You don't want your
weapons,
children here.
And, no. I'd say probably use the fact that we're in a huge upswing of nerd culture and just try to segue that in
don't try to explain to them, specifically for like the cosplayers as opposed to the costumers, don't try to explain the anime stuff. Stick with the fact that it's basically a glorified sci-fi convention. Speak in terms they can understand, and then say, like, I guess do cost comparisons. Like, the hotel, I think that's also a great segue. Show all the perks you're getting, that it's kind of a miniature vacation, because, you know, you're at the Hilton, and or the Hyatt, or whatever, and those are typically, like, five-star hotels, and you're getting it for, like, $99 a night. If you can somehow incorporate the parents into that by advertising it as such, you'll probably have a much better time than saying, I want to go to this huge anime party coming up this week.
Yeah.
And there's much worse things that people could be, you know, a convention is something that, for the most part, I mean, I would rather, if I had a kid, I would much rather my child go to a convention than to somebody's mysterious backyard party where I don't know what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, and it is a creative outlet, you know? That's also something, you know, to pitch, I think, is that, you know, this is not just, you know, it may not be necessarily just me goofing off in a costume. It's, you know, hey, Mom, you know, I'm actually learning things that I can use in the future, maybe, you know, in terms of, you know, creative things. And, you know, it is a little bit probably tough because they don't probably understand it. But the whole, you know, I agree with the whole thing. Use small words, you know.
Don't tell them about the 500 Pokemon that exist, because that's going to go over their head.
Just start with small things. I mean, use the website. I think make it an environment that they can trust. And there are a lot, you know, we were telling you how to follow all those cosplay rules. That's kind of a good thing to show them. Like, it's not like it's just this free-for-all Mardi Gras. Look, there's set rules. No one's going to have weapons that they're not supposed to. No one's going to be, you know, doing this or that. They require me to have a parent. Because most cons, you're supposed to have parents under a certain age. And if you are under that certain age, even if you're over that, just barely, I would include the parents. I think if you try to make this family setting, it'll go a little easier. If your parents don't agree to it, then it's going to be kind of like this sort of arm's length negotiation. But the more comfortable you make them about it, the better you're going to feel. You may miss a convention or two. This may be a long-standing negotiation process. But if you try to work towards satisfying their needs, it's going to work out a lot better. You might even get a little bit of a sponsorship.
And so one thing I can add on to that, too, is also try to pitch to your parents as this is a good social outlet. But I know so many more kids are very much into their computers, their video games. They're much more isolated. And be like, hey, Mom and Dad, I can go out and meet these new people who are also in my same age range, will have some of the same similar interests. I can make new friends this way. And it's really good for them to kind of build up their own self-esteem. So, hey, social outlet. There you go.
A fairly safe social outlet. You'd rather them be doing this than trying to sneak into the places that they're really not supposed to be.
Yeah.
I would say as far as getting parents to want to take you in the first place, I agree. Let them know that this is a very structured, safe environment for the most part. I would say if you need to, get them in touch with the staff. Let the staff of the convention, you know, tell them about the convention and what it's been like. You probably don't want to go around telling your parents of the stories of things that happen that aren't very beneficial to the convention. We've all heard these stories. We all know what happens, you know, when people spike the water coolers. We all know what happens when you go into some emergency exit dark area with some random person you didn't know. We've heard these stories. Don't tell them.
That's everywhere, though. You know what I mean? Those are isolated incidents. And
those are isolated incidents. But to be honest, parents are really concerned about their children, and sometimes one time is one time too many.
Yeah.
So it's better not to introduce that doubt into their mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can also talk about the convention as a learning experience. You know, say, hey, I'm going to learn about this thing. Hey, I'm going to learn about how to sew a cosplay. Because, you know, parents like their kids to get out and about. They like them to develop new hobbies that don't involve sitting in front of a computer 12 hours a day. So you can say, well, this is an opportunity for me to get out of the house. I can learn a new hobby. Now you won't have to sew my costumes anymore because I'll be doing it myself.
That's a big sell. My incentive right there.
you know, hey, I made some great new friends that I can, you know, chat with and not sit around moping around the house all day. You know, basically it's development as a person. So just tell them this is beneficial for my self-development.
If you're, you can make a day trip, start with that. Don't ask your mom to put up a full hotel room for you immediately. Let her see it, and then when she sees that it's harmless, because it is, then they'll be a lot more likely to be like, yeah, I'll go with you to the big one. That's fine. There's a lot more, I want to say, sci-fi conventions that are already just day trips anyway. Like, they have set hours. So that's kind of a good way to get the palate started. If there is one that's kind of far out, you might have to scope out. You might have to, like, draw a little map of where all your family members are and figure out which one who's going to put you up. You know, where's, okay, Grandma and Grandpa are at AX, and Nana is at Acon, and my Uncle Steve is at Otacon. You might have to plan out like that. But if you can just include the family or just kind of make it as easy as possible for them to just say yes, they're going to say yes. You know, that's what parents are for.
I mean, if all fails, you can, you know, say, hey, here's another cosplayer who's an adult who's been doing this for a while. And surprisingly, I mean, we're all really friendly people in general. I mean, rarely we're going to say no. And it's like, if a parent came up to me and wanted to talk to me about it, I'd be like, sure. I'll tell you all the cool things about it. I'll tell you, here are the rules. We're really normal people.
Oh, yeah, send them our way. We'll take care of them.
Yeah.
I've actually had a few parents do that. They came up to me. They asked me if they could borrow my cosplay mending equipment. And while they sat there mending it in front of me, they talked with me about the convention. They were sitting there sewing a seam shut on their cosplay. They're like, so, you know, what's it like here at Acon? You've been here 6 years. You know, what's it like? Is it okay for little kids? What sort of things should my daughter be attending? That's a great opportunity for older cosplayers.
I'm always really happy to see, like, the Tiger Mamas. There was one convention I was at where I was working, like, the cosplay desk, and the very first person there wasn't, like, some cosplayer ready to claim the reward. It was just a mother who wanted to make sure she was there first. So parents get involved. You know, they're not just going to say no for the hell of it. I mean, people usually love the thing that they made, so.
Anybody else have any last words they wish to add?
I'm all tapped out.
Me too.
All right, well, that has been our roundtable on age and cosplay. Thank you for being here, guys. We appreciate it. Cosplay appreciates it, and hopefully you guys will be back in the future for more roundtables.
And hopefully with less technical difficulties.
Yeah, exactly.